Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Genius Zone by Gay Hendricks presents a practical path for moving beyond habitual negative thinking and into a more creative, energized way of living. Known for his work on personal growth and relationship psychology, Hendricks focuses on the inner mechanisms that keep people stuck in worry, self-criticism, and repetitive emotional loops. Rather than treating negativity as a personal flaw, the book frames it as a learned pattern that can be interrupted and replaced with a more generative state of mind. The central promise is that creativity is not reserved for artists or entrepreneurs, but is a natural human capacity that emerges when attention, body awareness, and emotional honesty align. The book emphasizes process over willpower, offering step-by-step practices designed to help readers notice the early signs of a downward spiral, shift their internal state, and re-enter what Hendricks calls the genius zone, a condition marked by clarity, curiosity, and purposeful action. It aims to be immediately usable in daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing negative thinking as a solvable pattern. A major theme is that negative thinking is often a repeated internal program, not an accurate report of reality. The book encourages readers to notice how quickly the mind can turn uncertainty into threat, and how that threat narrative then shapes mood, behavior, and relationships. By treating negativity as a pattern, the reader can work with it more skillfully, identify triggers, recognize predictable thoughts, and observe the bodily sensations that accompany the spiral. This approach reduces shame and increases agency because it replaces the question of what is wrong with me with what is happening in me right now. The practical implication is that you do not need to argue with every thought or fix your entire life to feel better. You need a reliable way to interrupt the cycle early and redirect attention toward a more resourceful state. The book also ties negativity to avoidance of uncomfortable feelings, suggesting that many repetitive thoughts function as a distraction from deeper emotions, such as fear, grief, or vulnerability. Learning to recognize and name the emotional undercurrent becomes a key step in dissolving the loop and reopening access to creative problem solving. Secondly, the breakthrough process for shifting state in real time. Hendricks is known for teaching structured exercises, and this book centers on a breakthrough process that helps readers shift from contraction to openness. The emphasis is on immediate, embodied change rather than abstract positive thinking. Readers are guided to pause, notice, and describe what is happening in the body, breath, and attention when negativity appears. This is important because many spirals feel purely mental, yet they are supported by physical tension patterns such as tight shoulders, shallow breathing, or clenched jaws. By bringing awareness to these signals and making small adjustments, the reader can change the internal conditions that keep negative stories running. The process also asks for honest acknowledgement of the feelings underneath the thoughts, which can transform a vague sense of dread into a specific emotion that can be felt and released. From there, attention can move to curiosity and choice. What is the next step that serves my values? What would I do if I trusted myself? And what action would create momentum? The overall effect is a repeatable method for recovering quickly, so creativity and clear decision-making become available even during stressful moments. Thirdly, accessing true creativity beyond talent and productivity. The book frames creativity as a lived state, not a rare achievement. In this view, true creativity is what appears when a person is connected to their authentic interests, willing to feel emotions directly, and free from the noise of compulsive self-monitoring. Rather than pushing for constant output, the genius zone is described as an inner condition in which ideas, solutions, and expressive energy arise naturally. This has implications for many readers, including professionals who want better problem solving, leaders who need vision, and caregivers who want more flexibility and joy. The book highlights how negative thinking narrows perception and reduces options, while a creative state broadens perception and makes experimentation feel safe. It also suggests that creativity is closely linked to presence, being here with what is true now, instead of rehearsing regrets or future catastrophes. By returning attention to the present and aligning actions with genuine curiosity, people often discover that they already have more resources than they assumed. The practical goal is to make creativity sustainable, not a burst of inspiration followed by burnout. That means learning to protect attention, reduce inner conflict, and choose environments and commitments that support your best work. Fourthly, breaking upper limit behaviors that sabotage success and love. A recurring idea in Hendricks' work is that people often sabotage themselves when things start going well. The book applies this to negative thinking by describing how some spirals are not caused by failure, but by progress. When a person experiences more love, abundance, recognition, or ease, an old internal limit can be activated, producing anxiety, criticism, or conflict as a way to return to a familiar emotional range. This can show up as picking fights, procrastinating, suddenly doubting a project, or creating problems that did not exist yesterday. The book encourages readers to watch for these upper limit behaviors, especially in moments of expansion. Recognizing the pattern early allows a different response. Instead of obeying the impulse to contract, you can tolerate the good feelings and let them circulate. This is presented as a learnable skill of emotional capacity, the ability to stay present with positive energy without converting it into worry. The relationship impact is significant because upper limit patterns often play out with partners, colleagues, or friends. By owning the pattern internally, readers can reduce unnecessary tension and allow supportive connection to grow rather than triggering drama as a pressure release valve. Lastly, daily practices for sustaining the genius zone. The book emphasizes that breakthroughs are most valuable when they become a lifestyle. Sustaining the genius zone requires routines that keep the nervous system regulated and the mind oriented toward choice. Readers are encouraged to build short, repeatable practices they can use anywhere. Brief check-ins with breath and body, naming what you feel, releasing tension, and returning to the next actionable step. Another focus is creating an inner environment that supports creativity, including reducing self-attacking language, limiting rumination, and learning to pause before reacting. The book also points toward aligning commitments with what you genuinely care about, because creative energy tends to collapse when a person is living by obligation, people-pleasing, or fear of disapproval. Over time, the practices help readers become more fluent in moving between states, noticing contraction, shifting into openness, and staying there longer. This makes the genius zone less mysterious and more dependable. The broader payoff is resilience. When stress or uncertainty appears, the reader has a toolkit for returning to clarity without needing perfect circumstances. As that capacity grows, creativity becomes a normal response to challenges rather than a luxury reserved for calm periods. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel trapped in repetitive worry, self-doubt, or emotional loops and want a practical method to return to clarity. It will also appeal to creatives, entrepreneurs, leaders, and helpers who sense that their best ideas appear when they are relaxed and present, yet find themselves pulled into stress patterns that shut inspiration down. The key benefit is that it treats negative thinking as a state shift problem rather than a character defect, giving readers concrete steps for interrupting spirals and restoring a more open, inventive mindset. That can improve daily life in visible ways, calmer decision-making, fewer reactive conversations, more follow-through on meaningful projects, and a deeper sense of enjoyment and connection. Compared to similar books that focus mainly on reframing thoughts or building habits through discipline, The Genius Zone emphasizes embodied awareness and rapid recovery, making it especially useful in the moment when negativity is happening. It also links personal growth to creativity, showing how emotional honesty and self-regulation directly support better work and better relationships. For readers who want both insight and usable process, it offers strong value and practical return. If you would like to support Gay Hendrix, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.